Helen, Aranima has sent us an email and says, why can't birds see the colour blue? As far as I was concerned, they could.
Well, yes, all you have to really do is look at a peacock's tail to see just how important the colour blue is for birds. And in fact, birds have really extraordinary vision because they have four cones, as well as the three that we have, us mammals and humans have. They can also see in UV and near UV light. The reason they do this is for all sorts of things. We think it plays a really important role in sexual signals. If you cut out the UV part of feathers, it really kind of interferes with how birds can communicate with each other. And it's also quite important for them in their ability to find prey and to forage and find other food. So UV light is very important. And they have great colour vision too. So birds are really quite championing the world of colour vision, actually, and can see much more than we can.
Terrific. So there you go. It wasn't true at all. Thank you, Helen. This is a really good one for you, Andrew. Mind-boggling to think of what it would look like. Tony says, could a large enough fan propel a space shuttle? He says, my name's Tony. I'm in Pennsylvania, US. The father of one of my friends proposed the idea of putting a giant fan on the back of a space shuttle as a sufficient way to generate thrust. My friend believes it would do nothing as space is completely empty. But based on my rudimentary knowledge of physics, I think the shuttle would accelerate slowly due to the conservation of angular momentum. So is it feasible, or even possible, to propel a spacecraft with a giant fan? How would the slanted blades of the giant fan affect the system? And what about the size of the fan and fuel considerations to power it?
OK, let's take this one bit at a time. First of all, if space really were completely empty, then a fan would be useless to try and propel you through it. Although the conservation of angular momentum is important here, what it would actually mean is that if you weren't very careful about how you constructed this, you would switch your fan on and you would find that the spacecraft started rotating very fast.
Which could be uncomfortable for the people inside.
Very fast in the opposite direction. But actually, space isn't completely empty. So if you could get over this conservation of angular momentum problem, perhaps by having two fans which were counter-rotating, then you could use the, if you're near the sun, something like 5 to 10 protons in every centimetre cubed of space, or if you're a bit further away from the sun, somewhere else in the galaxy, something like half a proton on average every centimetre cubed. If you've got a really big fan, you could, in principle, use those protons to thrust against. But I've been just scribbling away doing a really rough calculation here. Now, I've made some pretty generous assumptions, and I wouldn't swear by this if NASA were asking me, but this is what I reckon. If you could take a really well-designed spacecraft, say it was 10 tonnes, that's fairly light, and it had a 100-metre radius fan and blades that were 1 metre deep, then I reckon you would get sufficient acceleration to get from 0 to 60 miles per hour in the age of the universe.
So it's a pretty efficient system then.
Well, I think we should certainly be funding looking into this to see what the possibilities are, yeah.
And this is assuming that you had overcome, although you presumably wouldn't have overcome, with one fan, the spacecraft spinning around the opposite way for the hectic ride for the people aboard.
No, I think you'd need counter-rotating blades, definitely, yeah.
Well, it's certainly an interesting question and an even more interesting answer. Thank you, Tony.